No compre sin visitar Emporio.
Larion.
Welcome to Eyes on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on. Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donuts. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
Pull your chair up close to the campfire. We do the Pledge of Allegiance. We believe in God, the Second Amendment. Our heroes are the men and women in uniform. And we say Merry Christmas. So get ready for rock and roll. We're going to do a little radio show.
Brought to you by Mossberg Quality Firearms. Built rugged, proudly American. Indian Creek Shooting Systems. Quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eye in the Outdoors.
Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, home of the best damn beef jerky. Go to DoveCreekWagyu.com.
CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro-lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America. RTP Outdoors, rtpoutdoors.com.
And Gary Mason's Legends of the Outdoors, National Hall of Fame.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors, National Hall of Fame. Nationally known turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Something strange. Come with us and you will see. This our town of Halloween. This is Halloween. This is Halloween. Pumpkins scream in the dead of night. This is Halloween. Everybody make a scene. Trick or treat. Tell the neighbors how you die. It's our town. Everybody's scream.
In this town of Halloween.
I am the one hiding under your bed. Teeth ground sharp and eyes glowing red.
I am the one hiding under your stairs. Fingers like snakes and spiders in my hair.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween. 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 Halloween.
Happy Halloween. This is Halloween. This is our special edition Halloween show. I think they even applause in this thing. I love that. I love that song.
Yes. That's, where did that come from?
There's the applause. There's the Vulgar Vogler. Jack, do you remember that, Vulgar Vogler? Who are you dressed up to be today?
I worked really hard on this costume.
We'll get back to your microphone.
I'm Bob Whitehead.
Bob Whitehead.
The outdoor guy guru.
We're having a special Halloween party. This is your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I. And Vogler's already breathing in the microphone.
Can I go to sleep now?
Over here is the... What'd you say, Vogler Vogler?
I'm going to go to sleep.
Let me introduce our guy,
okay.
Huh? Ginger Power, baby.
Ginger Power.
The redheaded stepchild.
Right.
The one and only, Matty G.
Greetings. Good day.
You've been so working so hard this morning, so busy on all the shows on Saturday, you didn't get a chance to eat your medicine chili or your biscuits and gravy.
I know.
And you haven't had a cupcake yet either.
I haven't really done. I've been manning the
wheels
of steel.
You have really been working hard this morning. I've never seen you work that hard that early, that much.
I've never seen me work that hard that early either.
Did you like your little trick-or-treat?
I did.
Jack-o'-lantern was full of candy?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's going to get me through the day.
That's good. He'll be on a sugar rush, right, Vogler Vogler?
Yes. I'm going to be bouncing off the studio walls. So.
This chili and this biscuits and gravy look yummy and stuff. There's no words for it. This is the best ever. That chili is
I was going to videotape today's show, and now I wish I'd have brought
little camera with the arm on it in and set it up, because I'll tell you what, if I could have documented you eating that chili and biscuits and gravy, listen to that phone going on this morning. They're already hammers. I think they like the Halloween show. Well, I want to say good luck to all the kids out there on this Saturday morning. It's youth season, but I want to wish our kids good luck. But I also want to complain. We worked very hard to get those kids moved up to the first weekend in November, so they have more opportunities. They see more deer, and it worked because their kill like doubled. And the weather was better. The woods was open. The deer were on food sources. And now, very quietly, our Department of Conservation have pushed our kids back to the last week of October. Sorry, that's wrong. It's not right, because a bunch of complaining, crybaby bow hunters. It's ridiculous.
We got to keep the kids hunting.
This time, we got to get them started. They moved the kids back, but very, very quietly.
Now, saying that, they did make an improvement. They had the kids last couple years in January for their second weekend. They did give them another weekend, but it was freezing. It was terrible weather, bad deer hunting. This year, 2018, the kids get to go back out. It's after the firearm gun season, but it's the November 23rd through November 25th. So they get another weekend to go out. So that's a good thing. And it's not in bitter cold January.
This is what I would do with the kids. I'd give them opening gun season weekend. No adults allowed. That way the dads and the grandpas and the uncles could take the kids to their deer camp to be with them and do that opening weekend as just kids, and let the grown-ups have hunted their whole life. This is ridiculous. These kids are our future. That's not just a saying. That's not just me dropping something to be politically correct. These kids are everything. And for that kid to experience out there a whitetail deer hunt, to me, is way more important than some old guy that's been hanging. It's got 3 months to hang in a tree with a bow and arrow.
It's the one thing that I really enjoy about this show, one of the many things I enjoy, but seeing an adult walk up with their 12, 13-year-old son and go, "This is the man that got me hunting." They remember it. They've hunted every time since
grown
then.
Up,
they've got their kids
grown hunting. Ups get a full season to hunt. They get gun season. They get weeks, months of bow season. They get muzzleloader season. They get doe season. These kids get a weekend. Give these kids the opportunity to go out and hunt and enjoy the outdoors. They should be first. They should be number one. You bunch of crybaby bow hunters, and that's exactly what you are. Just keep blowing up my phone because I don't care. Vogelbacher, what do you got?
I agree wholeheartedly. Those kids are worth it. Those are the people that are going to be voting on our future. If we don't get them started hunting and enjoying hunting now, there's going to be no hunting.
I didn't want to get into preaching on our Halloween party because we're having a great party. We've got our Thomas coffee and all this good food in here, the biscuits and gravy. That's my grandma's recipe on biscuits.
She's a wonderful
And I had to make the gravy again this morning. Made it yesterday and had it stored and was going to add a little milk. And Pac-Man and his friends destroyed it. And they ate the fried taters, too. So we got venison chili and biscuits and gravy, homemade from scratch biscuits, and homemade sausage gravy this morning.
Unbelievable.
We've got a few little cupcakes and having a great Saturday morning.
Did you see my magic cup this morning?
Yeah, Covington. What is this, buddy? How come Vogelbacher gets a cup and I don't?
You will. This is a test.
You know what's going on at Kimswick? They got the apple butter festival. I love that. Apple this butter. Time of year in apple butter. Oh, that's so good. Apple butter on these biscuits right here would be insane.
You'd want to slap your mama for that.
Insane. Okay. I'm sorry. I went off on a tangent there.
Okay. No, apologize. It's worth it. Kids are what it's all about. Well, you see, Cooper's got, I can't remember the girl's name. It begins with an R. That he's got his...
begins with an R.
He's got her blind all set up like a week ago. Let it rest. And he's excited about getting kids hunting. That's what you and him both are. Yeah. Anybody that I've met, it's just they're one of their real devout tasks.
Okay. What did you like better, your biscuits and gravy or your venison chili? I put love in both of those, by the way.
I can't answer that.
Yeah. Well, how about your little pumpkin trick-or-treat bag?
Ooh, did you see inside here?
Yeah, a diabetic, and I gave him a pumpkin full of candy. Matty G, what do you think?
I got Snickers. I got
by the second hour, I'll be sitting over there in a stupor, drooling.
I don't know mouth-to-mouth or anything, so
that ain't going to happen. That is not going to happen.
If you pass out, we'll poke you with the Snickers.
No, I'll tell you, when we go to break, we'll go to the bathroom and get the plunger.
There you go.
Yeah, that's the only way we can save you.
I might be able to kick you or toss a stapler at you and just come to you.
Just don't use electric.
Coming up on the other side in the next segment,
we're going to talk to Murray Anderson.
Yay.
Anderson Services. See, deer hunters, gun season's coming up. Murray's going to tell us about these guys take their deer rifle, throw it in the closet, and it's there all year. And then they grab it and they go deer hunting. He's going to tell us how to take care of that.
Next segment after Murray Anderson, we're going to visit with Mike Ponder, Indian Creek Shooting Systems. We're going to go out and visit with Brian Clark from ZMAX. We're going to get our Ozark fishing report from wild man Billy Willie Smith.
So we come back on the other side. We're going to talk to Murray Anderson. And right now we're going to go to break and we'll see you all on the other side, baby. Can you going to take us out of commercial with a little scary stuff, maybe?
Perhaps.
Perhaps. Happy Halloween, everybody. This is the Halloween show.